Title: Dubwise Ableton Live 12 Chop Guide with DJ Friendly Structure for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build some proper Dubwise atmosphere chops in Ableton Live 12, jungle and early DNB style, but with a structure that a DJ can actually mix. The goal today is not just cool effects, it's controlled chaos, moments of space, moments of impact, and everything landing on clean 16 and 32 bar phrases. Set your mindset like a dub engineer standing at a desk. Most of the time, the channel is fairly dry and stable. Then you spotlight a hit with a delay throw, you mute the source, and the room keeps singing. That's the vibe. First, session setup. Set the tempo to 170 BPM, 4/4. In arrangement view, set your grid to 1 bar for arranging, and when you're doing edit work on chops, switch down to 1/16 so you can trim cleanly. Now drop in locators. This is the DJ-friendly backbone. Bar 1 is your intro, 32 bars. Bar 33 is drop 1, 64 bars. Bar 97 is breakdown, 32 bars. Bar 129 is drop 2, 64 bars. Bar 193 is outro, 32 bars. Here's the golden rule: small changes land on 16 bar boundaries, big changes land on 32 bar boundaries. If you do that, your track will read correctly when someone's mixing it in a set. Now step 1. Build the atmosphere bed. Make an audio track called ATMBED. Your source can be a field recording like rain, room tone, subway ambience, vinyl noise, or it can be a long pad or a chord stab that you've stretched into a drone. Anything that has texture and life. On that ATMBED track, build the stock chain. Start with EQ8. High pass it pretty hard, somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz, 24 dB slope if you can. This is not negotiable in drum and bass. Your subs and low bass have to stay clean, and Atmos is the easiest place to accidentally steal low-end headroom. If it's poking you in the face, do a gentle dip around 2 to 4 kHz. Next, auto filter for movement. Go LP24. And set the cutoff somewhere between about 600 Hz and 4 kHz, depending on how bright you want it. The key is you're going to automate this slowly so the bed is breathing over time. Add a little drive, 2 to 6 dB, just to thicken it. Then chorus ensemble for width. Keep it subtle. Amount around 15 to 35%, and a slow rate, like 0.1 to 0.4 Hz. You're not making trance supersaws here. You're making haze. Then hybrid reverb. Pick a room or plate. Decay around 2 to 5 seconds, pre-delay around 15 to 35 milliseconds so the reverb doesn't smother the initial character. Low cut the reverb around 200 to 400 Hz, and high cut it around 6 to 10 kHz so it's smoky, not fizzy. Finally, utility. You can widen to maybe 120 to 160%, but check mono later. Atmosphere that disappears in mono is a classic beginner trap. Now add subtle sidechain so the bed ducks around the drums. Put a compressor on ATMBED, enable sidechain, feed it from your kick or your drum bus. Ratio around 2 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds so transients aren't completely flattened. Release around 80 to 140 milliseconds so it breathes with the tempo. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We're not trying to pump like EDM, we're trying to make space. Cool, that's your glue. Step 2. Create a chop bank from a long sample. Make a track called Chops and grab something that screams jungle and dub. A reggae or dancehall vocal line, a horn phrase, documentary dialogue, sirens, radio stuff, crowd noise, anything with personality. Fast method first. Slice to a drum rack. Drop the audio in. Right-click the clip. Slice to new MIDI track. Choose slicing by transients. Ableton will create a drum rack full of samplers. Now, go into a few of those samplers and clean them up. Add a tiny fade in, like 2 to 8 milliseconds, to remove clicks. Fade out 5 to 25 milliseconds to stop hard edges. Use one-shot mode for stabs, classic mode for tonal chops you might want to hold. Clean method, especially for vocals. Warp manually. Enable warp. Use Complex Pro for vocals so formants behave, or texture for noisy atmos if you want that grainy dub character. Place warp markers on the syllables or hits that matter. Then slice by warp markers instead. That gives you chops that sit in the pocket without sounding like they were brutally quantized. And here's a jungle feel tip. Don't slam everything exactly on the grid. Pick a few chops that you intentionally place 5 to 15 milliseconds late for swagger. But do it on purpose. Random timing reads like messy editing, not groove. Step 3. Build the dub throw FX system using return tracks. This is where it starts feeling like a dub desk. Create return a call dub delay. Put echo on it. Try 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback around 35-65%, but don't leave it high all the time. You want to automate feedback for throws, then pull it back. Add a little noise, 2-8%, and a little wobble, 0.2-1.0. Then filter it. High pass around 200 Hz, low pass around 6-9 kHz. After echo, add saturator with soft clip on, drive 2-6 dB, return B called space verb. Put hybrid reverb there, decay 3-8 seconds, pre-delay 20-45 milliseconds, low cut 250-450 Hz, high cut 6-10 kHz. Add a bit of early reflection so it feels like a real room instead of a plug-in cloud. Optional return C called dirty throw for spice. A simple delay, then redux slightly, then auto filter low pass you can automate, then a small to medium reverb. This is the sound system damage lane. Use it like seasoning, not like soup. Now a crucial coaching move. Put a limiter at the end of return A and return B. Ceiling around -1 dB. Not on the master, on the returns. This gives you safety, so when you get excited and crank feedback for a throw, your returns don't randomly overload and ruin your bounce. Step 4. Make chops feel like a performance. On the chops MIDI track, create a 2 or 4 bar loop, classic DNB call and response. If your snare is on 2 and 4, place a vocal chop right after the snare. Think of it like the snare says something and the vocal answers. Horn stabs can land every 2 bars, and you vary which one you choose or how wet it is. A pickup chop at the end of bar 4 leading back into bar 1 is also a big one for momentum. Add groove either using the groove pool or extract groove from a break you like. If you go manual, here's a reliable approach. Push one occasional chop slightly early, like 5 milliseconds, for urgency, and pull a couple slightly late, like 10-20 milliseconds, for that laid-back dub drag. Then velocity. Don't leave everything at 100. Live drums have dynamics. Your chops should too. Aim for something like 60-110. And if you want the throws to feel musical, louder hits get more send. Softer hits stay mostly dry. Step 5. Add hands-on DJ-style control with an audio effect rack on the chops track. This is going to make your workflow fast, and it'll make automation look like a performance, not a mess. Put EQ8 first for cleanup, then auto-filter for sweeps, then saturator for thickness, then utility for width and gain. Group it into a rack and map macros. Macro ideas that actually matter in this genre. One macro for high-pass cutoff, something like 80-500 Hz, so you can remove weight instantly. One macro for low-pass sweep, like 12 kHz down to 800 Hz, for that underwater dub mute. One macro for dirt, mapping saturator drive from 0-8 dB, soft clip-on. One macro for width, maybe 80-160%. One macro for kill, mapping utility gain down to negative infinity, so you can do quick cut tricks. Then macros for send A and send B so you can throw delay and reverb like you're on a mixer. And if you want to live dangerously, one macro for echo feedback, like 35-80%, but treat that like a special move, not a default. Now, a very dub-specific trick, pre-fader versus post-fader sends. If you want to hit kill, but still hear the delay tail ring out, set the chop sends to pre-fader. That way you can mute the dry source and the throw continues, like a real mixer send. It's one of those tiny routing details that makes things feel authentic immediately. Step 6. Make the chops duck around the drums, so the groove stays heavy and clean. Put a compressor on the chops track, sidechain it from the snare or the drum bus. Ratio around 3-1. Attack 2-10 milliseconds. Release 60-120 milliseconds. Aim for 2-5 dB reduction when the snare hits. This keeps the snare crack clear, while the chops still feel loud and hyped. Step 7. Arrangement. This is where we lock in DJ-friendly phrasing with evolving Atmos. Intro, bars 1-32. The goal is easy mix-in, minimal sub, first 8 bars, 80 embed, plus maybe vinyl or texture, and filtered tops. If you have a drum loop, low pass it around 8-12 kHz so it's not full bright yet. Bars 9-16, bring in chopped Atmos quietly, just hints, call and response. Bars 17-24, bring full drums, but keep bass minimal. If you must have bass, high pass it so it's more like harmonics than sub, maybe above 80-120 Hz. Bars 25-32, build tension. A couple of dub throws, short dropouts, maybe a reverse FX, and the classic jungle move, in the last bar before the drop. Kill the drums and let a reverb tail plus a vocal chop ring out into the downbeat. Drop 1. bars 33 to 96. The goal here is stable groove for mixability, but evolving space so it doesn't get boring. Bars 33 to 48. Main beat and bass, light chops. Bars 49 to 64. More delay throws on selected hits. Remember, momentary effects, not always on. Bars 65 to 80. Variation. Swap to a different part of the chop bank, or change the rhythm slightly. Bars 81 to 96. Minute break. 2 to 4 bars of filtered drums with an Atmo push. Then back. Breakdown. Bars 97 to 128. Reset energy. Show Atmos. Strip it back to ATM, BED and a few chops. Automate a low-pass filter down so it gets darker, maybe down toward 1 to 3kHz. Let the space get bigger while the spectrum gets smaller. That's how you make it feel cinematic without making it louder. Consider reducing stereo width slightly too, so it feels like it's collapsing inward before the next drop. Drop 2. Bars 129 to 192. Heavier version. Keep the foundation so it's still DJ friendly, but change the conversation. If drop 1 was vocal callouts, make drop 2 horn stabs dominate, or flip it. You can push the dirty return a bit more, add extra ride or shaker energy, and even a tiny bass change, like one note shift, can make it feel like a new chapter. Outro. Bars 193 to 224. Mix out friendly. Remove bass early. First 8 to 16 bars. Keep drums and tops rolling. Then strip elements gradually. Chops out, percussion out, and let the ATM BED fade with a controlled reverb tail. You want the DJ to have a stable rhythmic bed while you still exit with character.